From today, people in Swindon and indeed around the country are going to get, on average, £117 off their gas and electricity bills because of the decisions that I made in the budget last year. And that's in addition to freezing train fares for the first time in 30 years, freezing prescription charges for the second year in a row. And if you're on the national minimum wage, or the national living wage, 2.7 million people who have paid those wages are going to get a pay rise as well. I recognise that people's number one concern remains the cost of living, and that is why as Chancellor and as the government, we're putting our efforts into reducing those costs and putting more money in people's pockets.
The £20 million for the new entertainment centre in the town centre is a big capital investment in Swindon. Businesses are also telling us they're struggling under national insurance rises and business rates increases. Why is the priority around a single capital investment rather than supporting businesses that might be struggling?
We want to kickstart the regeneration of Swindon town centre. I know that's a really important priority for people locally. And this investment through the government's Growth Mission Fund is an opportunity to get that investment and to really put the pride back in the local community. I believe in Swindon. I think there's great potential here. I talked to Jim, the council leader, to Heidi and Will, the local MPs, about the huge potential in Swindon. But what is needed is a Labour council and a Labour government working together to really unlock that potential. And as well as the Growth Mission funding, our fair funding formula for local councils means that Swindon, for the first time in a long time, is getting the money it needs because we've changed how we do those allocations. We're putting money into getting rid of the potholes over a five-year period so people can be confident that even if it doesn't happen this year, every year for the next 5 years, those potholes are going to be filled in because I know what a menace they are to people. And if you live in Walcott East or in Penhill, Pride in Place money, £20 million over 10 years for each of those local communities, to be decided how to spend by the local area. So local people will have a say because we believe that people in Swindon, again, around the country, have the best idea of the priorities for their area, for where they live, because they know their area best.
You've indicated that further economic tightening might be coming. What should the businesses and people of Swindon be preparing themselves for in light of that?
Well, look, when I became Chancellor, we faced a huge black hole in the public finances. At the same time, the NHS waiting lists were almost 8 million and interest rates were too high. And so we did have to take action to get control of the public finances. That means having a tight grip on spending, but we have also increased taxes on the wealthiest and also on some businesses. The smallest businesses do not pay national insurance or indeed business rates. Others do, and I recognise that that will have an impact, but I also know that if we hadn't have taken that action, NHS waiting lists would carry on rising, not falling, and we wouldn't have achieved those six cuts in interest rates, which are good for families with mortgages, but also good for businesses who are looking to borrow to expand and grow their business. So my job as Chancellor is to try and get the balance right. I do recognise, though, for businesses and for families and pensioners right now, there are lots of concerns about the impact that this war is having and will have on their finances and on their plans. This is a war that we did not start. Our Prime Minister Keir Starmer made the right decision to keep Britain out of the war. Other political leaders were going to jump in feet first. That would have been the wrong choice for Britain because there was not a plan of how to conduct this war. And as a result, we're now seeing prices rise as the Strait of Hormuz, where so much gas and oil flows through, is effectively closed to transit. Our focus, Keir Starmer's focus, is to de-escalate this conflict because that is the best way to help people, businesses, families and pensioners here in Britain. And of course, as you would expect, as Chancellor, I'm working through a number of different scenarios that could unfold in the weeks and months to come because frankly, none of us know exactly where we are going to be in a week or a month's time, let alone by the winter. But working through different contingencies to do the best I can to keep prices down for everybody and provide targeted support for those who need it most.
One final question, if I can. In Swindon, you can hear the American bombers landing and taking off from RFF just up the road. There's a genuine concern about where this is going. How can you put people's minds at rest in Swindon about what's happening next with this war? Yeah.
So this was a war that we did not start, we did not choose, and we are trying to de-escalate. But we have assets, we have people, and we have allies who also didn't start this war in the Middle East, who we need to protect, and it is in our national interest to do so. And I pay huge tribute to all of our armed forces who are involved in defensive action to protect our interests and our assets in the Middle East, including those operating out of Fairford in Gloucestershire. They do amazing work protecting all of us every single day. But I also give reassurance both to people in the armed forces and their families, but also just to ordinary people going about their lives in Swindon and across the area, that this government are focused on de-escalating this conflict. We will not be involved in offensive action. This is a war that we did not choose, and as Chancellor, I'll do everything in my power to keep prices down and give targeted support to those who need it most.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.